You're a snake. No, you're the biggest snake in this room.
How am I the biggest snake in this room?
Yeah, you
biggest,
are.
I have the biggest dick in this room.
Doubt it. You're Irish.
That's the biggest snake in the room. No, I know. If I was
Caroline, would have the biggest dick. Yeah,
Caroline would have a hog.
But I would have a girthy dick.
I don't.
Mine would be girthy.
Ew. I have no desire to have a.
You'd
penis.
Have a little dick. You know what you? Because you like. You know what it is, right? Let me tell you, Maddie. You look at her, you'd be like, "Yeah, you have a little dick." You're the type. If you were a guy, it'd be like, "Oh, he looks like he acts and looks like he has a big dick," and then it's just not.
Oh, so true. Mm. Yeah, mine would be like, "He has a small dick, but he's so funny."
Yeah.
But Stuart would be the kind of person who, like, she takes it out and she's like, "It's not bad, right?" Like someone said that to me once when he had a small dick, and I had to be like, "No, it's good," because you do that. You're always like, "Wait, are you guys, this is not bad, right?" And you have to be like, "No, not what?"
And then she'd be on this podcast, she'd be like, "Y'all, I actually like having a small dick." I never thought I'd be the type of guy.
Oh my
God.
Y'all. Well, anyway, on that note, hey everyone, it's that time of the week.
Hello.
What's happening? What's the 411? I'm Maddie Smith. I am in studio with my girl, my dream girls, everyone. The gang's all here. Ashlyn Stewart and Caroline.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Ashlyn put her space buns on
for
this episode.
We got Bad Bunny PR in the house.
We got Bad Bunny PR. I did not think of how the headphones would interfere with this look. So now you got kind of an Invader Zim thing going on over there.
I'm very Star Wars.
Do it? How does Lotto do it?
I'm very Star Wars right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't have to wear the headphones. It's just like, I'm getting nervous for you.
Why?
Because you have a lot going on with your head right now.
Does it look bad?
It's Princess Leia. It's double Leia.
It's like
Princess Leia, like in the future, but she doesn't belong in the future.
But then
future.
You're also a kid who dressed up as her, and then like the head
got
thing
a lot
slipped.
Of knobs on your head.
Down here.
You have a lot of knobs on
a lot of knobs on my head.
Yeah, you about to be looking like a stove, man.
I'll take a. What if I put him around my neck?
That's cool.
That's cool.
That looks good.
That's like, I'm a kid who was raised
that's
in Manhattan.
Cool.
Yeah. This is like, oh, I have a neck brace.
Right. Good posture.
I've been in a car accident.
Oh, no. You got whiplash.
You guys laugh, but I'm about to get a lawsuit, and I'm not going to take you guys out to McDonald's.
Remember that time we said, what injury do you think you'll have in the future? And we said Caroline would have a neck brace.
It turns out it's me. Yes, plot twist.
It's you.
I always thought I could rock a neck brace.
Oh. No, you're
I
too
would
long.
Love a neck brace to cover up my double chin for at least 3 months.
It's gonna give you one.
You've been obsessed with your double chin lately.
I know, I'll stop talking about it.
Don't talk about it.
People comment, though, like, on my double chin.
Ooh, where?
I've read comments about double chins. And I'm like, that's fine.
Where?
You can make
where? On my sites?
But let's just start a GoFundMe so I can get Kybella.
But where? You need to name where?
Well, when we do guest digital stuff.
Oh. Everyone's mean there, though.
Exactly.
That's why you can't let
I'm over
hurt
it.
You.
Save it for the
speaking
over.
Of incel terrorism.
Right.
All right, should we start a Patreon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Before we
because you got us talking about our issues for free, and we really need
free.
To get paid for this.
You're the ones
more
who
issues
up.
Than Cosmo.
You're the ones who, and I'm just in here like, this is great.
Great TV.
This is good.
But you know what it is? You ask the right questions, right?
Yeah, I ask you what kind of pizza you like, and then all of a sudden you're
it's
like, my dad left
journalism.
When I was six. Yeah. You go in with the hat, and then people open up in other ways. You know
there's
what
just
mean?
Something about you that makes me want to open up.
Yeah.
You know? You just have that personality.
You're so closed off emotionally.
And I'm just like, no, that's normal.
You have no emotions that I feel like me telling you stuff will not affect you at all.
True.
Yeah, you're like Elizabeth Holmes. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
You've called everyone Elizabeth Holmes. Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Sorry, it's my snake lisp.
She's
catching on.
Not you telling
snakey,
us you hate
snakey.
The snake bit snakey. And me thinking the whole podcast I'm going to have to not say snake. And you
snakey,
brought up
snakey.
Within 2 minutes.
But
bitch.
You look like a snake right now.
But you are a snake right now. So
imitation is
the
best form of flattery. Took me 2 hours to remember that.
All right. Well, before we get started, we got some dates coming up. Seattle, Plano, Bloomington, Minneapolis, I don't know. Just go to my website. Moon Tower.
Condé Nast Traveler over here.
Is that a red flag for you?
Plano, Texas? Yeah.
No,
what
meant,
about
like,
Batavia,
not being
Illinois?
What?
Batavia, Illinois. Is that a red flag?
Batavia, Illinois. That's a red flag.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say not being able to say your dates.
Huge red flag. A comedian that can't say their dates clearly on camera has clearly
has some issues.
Has some issues.
Yeah. You guys share your dates.
Okay. I've got August 4th coming up very close.
No, not your trip to Puerto Rico.
I'll share my dates. On Friday, I went to Ruby Rosa. And then on Saturday, I went to Danino's. Yeah.
Dates. Nice. It's like Miss Congeniality.
Next week, I'm going out with someone from Hinge.
So yeah, come to those. Also, we have a sponsor, Ounce of Hope. Go to ounceofhope.com for 20% off. Good days. Use code MAD20.
Bye.
All right. So our topics for today. What's going on? What's going on? Maury is ending.
R.I.P. I love Maury. He's so sweet.
30 years. Yeah, he didn't die.
But the show is dying.
That was my childhood.
Yeah. Me too.
Everything from my childhood is dying. Including me.
And Maury was so sweet. Yeah. Like Springer was a little more chaotic. You know, like
he was trying to invigorate.
Maury was a little more sweet.
Maury was.
Maury was just trying to tell you whether you're a father or not.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Perfect, because he also, like moi, grabbed information from people by just sitting there.
Yeah.
He would just
we don't know nothing about his issues.
I don't know a thing about Maury.
I don't know
if he's the dad, if he's not the dad, if he's afraid of pickles.
If he's the father. If he has a wife, I know nothing about him.
I remember the story that like Maury was actually with a woman who like, and you know, back then, like men really didn't like women who already had children.
When in 2020? You're talking like when it was on.
But he was I remember something about Maury that like a kid wasn't his and he still some drama like that. Mm-hmm. Unless it was made up, but you know,
drama.
Urban gossip.
Right. Mm. Now, listen, you don't have to tell me about Wild and Out. I'm in there. Well, we're going to talk about Maury in our first segment. But let's touch on some other topics.
Okay.
Is this neck brace working for me?
Yeah, it looks
actually
good.
Yeah, it's way better than the other one.
I could just take it off.
You could also take it off.
Michael's gonna be like, she should have just taken it off.
Michael's gonna be like, Michael, we should have got rid of her a year
Michael's
ago.
Michael's gonna like edit it out. Angela and Michael are gonna like blow it out.
Hi, Michael.
They're just gonna put like a pearl necklace.
Shout out to Michael.
Shout out to Michael.
We could do a segment.
Michael is our editor who probably hates us by now. I cannot imagine listening to our
voices.
There's
no way he likes us.
There's no way anyone likes us.
He likes me. I got a good feeling about Michael. Yeah.
Michael, do you like me?
Have a segment. Michael, do you like me?
Men and lesbians do get along really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ashlyn was closer with my ex than I was with him.
Yeah.
They bonded over like sports and chess.
Wow.
Yeah. I like men. I just don't like fucking them.
You like Bad Bunny.
That's it. I love Bad Bunny.
Would you fuck Bad Bunny?
I would peg him, yeah.
Peg him.
I would peg him.
But you wouldn't let him fuck you?
No.
Really? You wouldn't let him eat you out?
For the story?
No.
You would not let Bad Bunny eat you out? That
Your
would be
number
like,
one favorite person?
I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like having sex with men. I don't enjoy
it. But if you close
your
eyes,
Bad Bunny, though.
If it's Bad Bunny.
No.
Really?
The thing is it's Bad Bunny, but at the same time, you're having sex with someone.
You are literally wearing space buns and have a Bad Bunny shirt on. And you're like, no, I wouldn't let him.
You're wearing a Champion hoodie. Would you let the CEO of Champion fuck you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you have low standards.
I have low standards, and I'm empty inside.
I would do it on that private plane. I would rent out that romance plane.
You see the CEO of Champion has a private plane? I think that man's a coach. I'm just going to throw that out there. He's in a coach, if anything, Comfort Plus. Okay, we got some other topics, though. Speaking of bad bunnies, a study found that generally people disapprove of women having kids on their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty high among Republican
represented people.
Shocking.
It's grown over the years. Men especially disapprove. Women don't give a fuck. Democrats kind of don't give a fuck either. Mm-hmm. So later,
how can men don't do anything?
Men are
pretty
so
much
weird.
Every woman has kids so alone.
Literally,
they're so weird.
Every mom is a single mom.
Every mom is a single mom. So
every mom loves the Reba song, "A Single Mom," and that's how you know.
Yeah.
They're married and they'll sing it still. You know what I mean? That's how you know.
I was raised by a single mom and I turned out absolutely horrifying. So I think I'm a Republican. Because
all dads are uncles.
Yeah,
let's be. Let's be honest.
I know. You're like, can we get ice cream? He's like, let's go. Yeah. And I'm like, can we talk? No. Ask your mom. Yeah. Ask your mom. No homo. So later we're going to talk about raising kids on our own. And last topic, there was some, you know what? It's another Cut article. I'm also not a Cut subscriber.
I logged in. I just got a subscription.
So it was an article.
You should use mine.
What?
Well, I can cancel it. You can tell
it's out. Like $1 a month. I don't think Caroline's dad is going
to
notice.
When we get a Patreon, we'll be able to pay for it.
We need a Patreon so we can pay for the Cut, so we can do research for you guys.
And New York Times, because I need
I have the New York Times. I thought we exchanged the password in the group chat.
Yeah, we did.
We gave you the group chat.
In the group chat.
Yeah. Okay, I'll use it.
Okay, cool.
Use it.
I felt bad.
Okay.
Why?
So, Caroline, what's this article about? There was an article in the Cut about mental illness and using it as a cop-out. Which I don't usually really do that much, honestly.
I'm trying to hide my mental illness.
Yeah, I'm pretty like...
I'm like, I'm fine.
Except for my closest people, I'm like, I'm anxious. But
I know a lot of people
I'm pretty good at hiding
who
it.
Do it. They'll be like, sorry, I'm late to lunch. I have bipolar. I'm like, what?
I didn't know that was a symptom, bitch. Get here. I'm sitting alone in a cafe. Fuck you.
I know a lot of people who cop out to it, I think. I'm not trying to say if someone comes like and meets me for lunch and they're like, sorry, I'm late, I have depression. I'm like... Okay, yeah, I get
there's
it.
A type of person that milks it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely milk
a lot
it
of Twitter
times.
Users are obsessed with their depression.
I hate Twitter these
but
days.
I feel like also at that, I feel like when you get, that's another, like, if you get so sensitive over stuff on Twitter, it's like you might have another kind of
I think you're
disorder.
Totally mentally ill. Exactly.
Yeah. It's another kind of mental disorder.
There's like a social media mental disorder.
Yeah.
There's also this sort of thing where like people will be like, I'm anxious, you know, I can't make a phone call when people are just like being bad at their jobs and blaming anxiety.
Guilty.
Like pick up the fucking phone.
I don't
want
to call people either, but I do it all day every day.
Oh, Elsa does that to me all the time. Like really? I'm like, call the restaurant, make a reservation.
She gets
like,
nervous.
She's like, I can't.
I have
so anxious.
No problem. Bring it on. Give me all the calls. When I was on
I'll
tour,
call anyone.
When I was on tour with Theo, they gave me restaurant. Restaurant duty, and I fucking took that shit up. Any other woman 30 years old would have been like, fuck, I have to call the restaurant. What am I like complaining to like other comics there? Like, should I call them? I was like, bitch, fucking.
I'm scared.
Reservation for 10 in 12 minutes? Hell yeah, bring it on.
I call Chase Bank every day just to check in.
I call, I'm like, hey, how are you? They're like, hey, you have a lot less money than you
I'm
did
like,
yesterday.
I'm like, what's going on? They're like, did you lose another card? I'm like, no.
No, I just want to talk.
I lost
so many Chase credit cards this year that they like almost banned me from getting another one.
They're just going to like.
I just leave them at bars.
They're
going to
get and then you don't go pick them up?
The bar tips
tattoo.
And then also when the credit.
And then you just order another one in the mail.
And one of my credit cards is just my all my online stuff. So I'm like, if I lose it, it actually doesn't affect
me.
Exactly.
It's already saved.
I'm just on Amazon. So. Okay, so we'll talk about that later, but let's move on to our first segment.
Yes.
Which, per usual, is called Let's Sync Up.
Snakey.
Likey. So as everyone here knows, we always start the pod with one question to get us all on the same page, to get our fallopian tubes tied in a motherfucking knot.
And a garlic knot.
Oh, fuck, dude. I love garlic knots. All right. So Maury's ending. My question for you guys is if you went on Maury, what would you be your problem? What would be your big confession? Like coming up next. Stuart Fullerton, and Stuart's like, I'm an 11-year-old and I have sex with my dad. Not saying you did, but I don't know what goes on in Arkansas. So what would be your guys?
I would bring my entire family
and
then have them all try to go to therapy.
Yeah,
I would bring everyone out and I would be like, and I would just tell them my problems with them. Mm. And then I would be like, I would get them to all be in therapy.
Okay. So what would be your, like, do your big, like, I'm Stuart Fullerton and
I'd be
I'm
like,
here to
I'm
intervene.
Stuart Fullerton and I'm here to get my whole family to go to therapy because they're insane.
And how are they insane?
Bipolar, crazy, annoying,
bipolar, crazy,
stupid Republican.
Snakes.
Yeah. Snakes. No loyalty. No loyalty in my family.
Okay. That's something. That's something we need
that's
to intervene.
That's an issue.
I'm Stuart Fulton, and I got a disloyal family.
And I got a disloyal family, and I'm here to tell you the tale. Wait, is that really a Maury thing, or is that more of a Dr. Phil thing?
I actually
think it's
a little bit Dr. Phil. I actually picture, so your mom is the problem person. So what's your mom's name, Nikki?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm Nikki Fullerton, and I'm disloyal.
Exactly. Well, I would say like
let's bring out
more
Nikki's daughter.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'd bring her out, and then we'd have a full, we would throw hands.
Hands. Yeah.
I would throw hands.
So then you belong on Jerry Springer.
Yeah. I was thinking along the lines of the drama of like Judge Judy, but without a court case.
Maybe
you're airing those sort of things.
And it also goes backstage with the shaky
camera. I love love when they run backstage.
I would like, run. I would run for no reason.
The green room camera.
Yeah, you would run off for no.
I would run off camera. For no reason. I would run.
You just hate cameras.
I would be like, I need to make a moment. I'm running.
I just run.
I would run.
You know?
They're like, you're in the audience.
I'm like, I know.
They're like, ma'am.
I slap my knee. Ma'am. And then I run around.
I would go on as, mine's boring actually compared to that. And I feel like I have to think of a different one.
I can go.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
Well, mine is similar to Stuart. I would go, but my problem would be, I need my mom to understand that I'm not her mom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
My mom, you know, she'll call me and ask me for advice. And then she'd be like, you know what I like about you? It's like, you're my mom. I'm like, you know what I like about you?
You're my maid.
Yeah. You know what I don't like about you? That you're not my mom.
Mom intervention.
Yeah.
You would throw hands.
I think we could all do a little mom intervention.
Oh, yeah. I could bring my mom for sure.
No, I would not hit my mom. I would not throw hands with my mom.
I didn't.
You're respectful.
Did I say you would?
I thought you said we'd throw hands.
Oh, I meant like figuratively.
She would probably smack me though. Before my God.
God, I love the Italians.
Hot and spicy.
My mom would like, you know, she at first she'd be combative, denial, then she'd cry, and then she'll come around, and then she'd be combative and denial again. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like,
I'm dying to get my mom on a reality television show just because people need to see this woman.
She'd be such a good, like,
she would be amazing.
People need to see this woman. Like, she's unreal.
Yours could be like, I need my mom to like that joke you have. Like, I need my mom to either pay for dinner or
shit or stop being a fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's a good Maury headline, right?
Yeah.
That's a good Maury headline.
That's a good one.
You can't be mean.
Give
and
me
poor.
Money
and
or then be nice.
Yeah.
One or two.
And then you cross your arms like this. Like,
And then I all of a sudden turn into the Cash Me Outside girl. I'm like, Cash Me Outside.
If I went on Maury's, I would get like my nails done, like me long, because I need the clacking of the hands.
I'm getting acrylics when I go 100%. On that show.
100%. I'm gonna be like, I'm Ashlyn, and I need my mom to understand that she is my mom, and I'm not her mom.
I think I would like choke up. You know how some guests on Maury's
like
choke?
A bandeau dress.
You know how some guests are really quiet and they just sit there, and they're like, "What'd your mom do to me?" And she's like, "What'd your mom do to you?" And she's like, "I mean, a lot." Like, and they just like sit there, their hands are shaking. That's how I would be.
Sweaty.
I'd be like, I mean, she called me fat when I was 5, and the audience is like, whoa!
And then it cuts to people, and they're like, that's not right. That's not
and
right.
And the woman's just sitting there like.
I would love to be in the audience.
And Maury's like, chill out. Anything else? And you're like, she got me pregnant.
Your mom got you pregnant?
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are not the father. You are not the father.
When the guys sprint around, okay, this is what I would go on for. I would be like, I'm Maddie Smith, and I use Ubers like they're my personal drivers.
And then they bring all your Uber drivers, and they're like, we're tired of her. They're like, she just goes.
She has
to come on. They go, because you know how he surprises you? He goes, Maddie, are you ready to deal with your real problems? Welcome your Uber drivers. And you go, and then
they're like, car for Maddie.
Yeah. Like, she's always smoking.
And you know how sometimes
she's never worn a mask.
She's never worn a mask in an Uber. And like,
she throws up in them.
Actually, yeah.
She gets on the phone and starts talking about drama. And then you know how sometimes they have like videos that like, because people are lying, and they'd be like, well, we have this evidence.
That's a good one.
Then they throw it out, and it's you in the back of the Uber.
Side.
Right. They have all of my
footage.
Info.
Yeah.
And I never tip either.
Yeah. Oh, me neither.
Oh, that's going to be me.
That's hard.
Did I tell you guys after my second season of Wild and Out, the second season, I blacked out of the cast party, obviously. And rap party, not cast party. That's what I...
Cast party.
And the next morning in the Uber... This guy was like, what are you doing in town? And I'm like, gray. Like, my head is... And I'm like, oh, I was filming Wild and Out. I shouldn't have said that. Because he's like, I'm a huge fan. And then we took a photo. And a minute later, I like pull over. And I threw up like out the side of his car. And so some Uber driver out there has a photo of me.
Pre-throw up.
And I said, I'm Maddie Smith. And like, pre-throw up. And then he's going to be like, she just threw up in my car. I did tip him $50.
But you threw up on the side.
It's like still a thing. And it was twice. It was twice on a one trip to the airport.
Oh my God.
It was that kind of day. And then I threw up an Nalgene in the airplane.
I bet that was the best story of his life. It's like that cab driver
loves
Tom
Hanks. Yeah, he was
Tom
just
Hanks.
Like, she was funny.
I bet you he was like, these celebrities, I tell you, you think they're happy, but I just had a drug addict.
I know.
Gas
bubble. Dude.
He goes home and hugs his wife and kids.
Yeah.
Man. Caroline, what would yours be?
Oh, mine would be like... I'm a poor.
I'm Caroline, and I never subscribed to the New York Times until recently.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, support your journalists, you fucking hypocrite.
Oh.
Mine would be either my mother's up my ass, or I would do.
Literally or figuratively?
There's a common theme here.
Twist. Yeah. It's Italian.
But also, like, I would be like, it would be like poor little rich girl, like in the Gilded Cage.
Oh, you would be like,
my mom says I have to get a job, but I don't want. Why do I need to do that for?
You would be like,
she just smokes weed all day, and I just
she doesn't ever want to get out of bed.
She likes mushy foods.
Caroline is the one person on the. You know how like sometimes you're against the person that came, like the victim.
Yeah,
and Caroline would be like, I don't want to get a job, and everybody would be like boo, get a job. And Mario would be like, relax, tell us more.
He's like, how Caroline, would you like to work here? And I'd be like, and then I would be producing. And
no, Maury's like, Caroline, how much a month do you get from your parents? And Caroline's like, 20,000. Oh!
And then you're like, no,
it's not like that. It's
and then they bring up
chores. I do chores.
And then they bring up all your receipts and all your like Ubers.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's when you run. That's
all
when
your Hamptons dinners.
That's when you run.
Yeah. I flip the table.
Oh, you flip the table.
Yeah, I get really hostile all of a sudden. You see the dark side.
You start running like you like.
I get
her incel websites come up.
Oh,
and they're like,
the subreddit.
They're like, all she does is watch ASMR all day.
And Penguin, what's his name?
Pengu. What was his name? The penguin.
Pengu?
Yeah.
Penguin.
Well, I feel like we're synced up.
I'm synced up.
How do you guys feel?
Up.
Well, before we move on, what if we go to some speed dating?
Okay.
Oh. I think it's time for Stuart Fullerton to give us some advice.
Yeah,
can I get a theme song?
Yeah, we should do a little theme song.
Oh, good.
There's music that plays.
It plays in the background.
Yeah. It's like a quick little.
Okay. So first of all, thanks you guys for writing in your speed dating questions. Love you so much. Lots of love. LOL. Okay, so this question is, do you like your toes sucked?
No.
There was a lot of people that wrote in about foot fetish things.
Dude, the foot fetish community is strong on
They
Mike.
Are strong.
They're all there.
And I don't think women like their toes sucked. I'm sorry.
Some do.
I don't.
Snake
I don't like
do?
It.
I do not.
Do you like sucking on girls' toes?
No, that's nasty. That's nasty feet.
I think that's so nasty.
Unless I'm literally
at the pedicure place.
Right.
And it's also an erotic massage parlor.
I was going to say, the girl giving you the pedicure, Stuart? What are you doing?
What about a foot rub?
Oh, I love a foot rub.
I'm fine with it, but like sometimes I'm just like, I get self-conscious about my feet. I'm like, I don't know. There's like, sometimes the bottoms of my feet are literally gray.
Men and
running.
Feet. Men
Mine
and
are a little
feet.
Pressed
what is, why
do men like feet so much? Do you know there's guys that like it if you like put on your shoes and go run around the block and then they like, they want feet to
it's
smell.
Like,
it's
like guys like they underwear. Like bodies. They like bodily odors.
They're so
more
nasty.
Than, like I like no scent, but men like
I don't like
scent. Men like gross scent.
Yes. Ew. Yeah. Ugh. Men, they like Ugh. Gross stuff.
Ugh. They're fucking
So no, I don't like, don't suck on people's toes. That's okay. My speed dating for today.
Okay.
What if there's like Boom. A hair or
I don't know if I know
there.
Any men that like to suck on toes.
There's men.
I know there are. I don't know.
I haven't been with a foot guy yet.
A white person?
I think it's not a white person thing.
I know a black dude with a foot fetish.
Okay, you know a black dude, but I think so that's like more of a. I don't know
no,
any Hispanic.
The people who put in the foot fetish photos were black. It was like four people who wrote foot questions.
But not Hispanics, right?
You're just trying to cover for your own people.
I'm just saying.
Bad Bunny
like,
PR.
If you're Hispanic listening and you have a foot fetish, please
PR.
Write us so I can
yeah,
prove it wrong.
Yeah,
it's all men.
Yeah,
it falls into every category.
Please do it.
Okay.
I had a guy that would like touch my feet a lot while we were having sex.
Oh,
okay.
That
okay.
Like
I can't really do.
How did he do that?
Like I can't really do a full.
Like if you're on top, he grabs the feet.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's kind of fun.
But I was like, why?
It's like milking a cow.
It's like ratatouille.
It's ratatouille.
I was gonna say, what is he doing? Like doing like the puppet thing?
Yeah,
like he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
like the string.
I have to say, I would tell him, please don't touch my feet. Like
ratatouille would be if she was in reverse cowgirl and he was yeah. grabbing her feet.
Yeah.
You guys have been whipped in bed?
What? That jumped crazy. That jumped crazy. No, 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 no. Well, you got to get a Patreon for this. Not that.
Not that. I have been, no, but I was just wondering.
You have?
No, no, I haven't. I didn't even. I don't even know.
With what? A mic cord?
Yeah.
She literally thinks missionary is like exotic.
And I'm like, whoa, Bessie, down.
She's a snake and you're a starfish.
I am a gross. I'm lying there like Patrick. SpongeBob.
I'm the squirrel.
No, you wish you were Sandy. You're not Sandy.
What am I?
You're SpongeBob. You're Mr. Krabs. Because you're right. You're always like, make money. We need money. I need to make money.
I'm definitely
Patreon.
I'm Squidward. Okay.
Well, because I run a successful business.
I'm Pearl.
Which one?
I'm a restaurateur. Mr. Krabs.
Oh, I thought you meant in your life. I was like, wait.
What business is successful in your life? That's not right.
Literally,
the prostitution ring. Okay, where are we? I feel like we're synced up.
I'm synced up.
No, we're done.
We're done. Speed dating.
Speed dating.
Thank you for letting us in.
So no, stop sucking people's toes. Okay. That's my speed dating.
Done.
Don't touch toes, like unless you're giving a foot massage.
And don't put your mouth near them.
Oh my dirty. God.
Do not.
Dirty, filthy.
Yep.
I'm
good.
Also putting your mouth on a lot of things. But just
I
not
hate
your toes.
It like in movies when like the girl will be sitting there and the guy's like rubbing her feet. I'm like, enough.
And she always has like the best foot.
It's always like Jennifer Aniston. With, like, yeah, with a glass of wine. I'm
yeah,
like, this is
with,
not.
With like the perfect arch
this
and like tiny
happened.
Little. Yeah. My feet look
crusty.
Like dinosaur feet. Fucking nasty, dude. If I was in a movie happened. With my bare feet, I guarantee they would change the feet. They would put like a
you
a
got
double.
Like crocodile feet. Like they're like, boom. Your toes separate when you like. When you stab, they're like, boom. I'm like, wow, that is a lot of grip. I'm like, that is
she's
a lot of grip.
She's a salamander.
I'm like, we really used to be animals.
I know. I look at my feet. I'm like, damn.
Evolution.
Mr. Tumnus down there. I don't know what's going on. I do not have good feet. I actually regret it. I would get a foot job.
Sounds like an eagle running across it, the.
Yeah. I got hawk
she's
feet.
She's got like grip.
Talons.
I'm like, she could fucking climb a tree. I'll tell you what.
I will, bitch. I yeah. will, bitch. Do you think it's bad though? Like, what if I date guys and they don't like it?
Who cares?
Mm. No.
They don't know.
They have no room to talk.
Yeah.
Their feet are men. Have y'all ever seen a man's foot?
Yes.
I don't think they've ever washed a foot.
Have you ever seen a man's foot?
Yes. Every
oh my
night.
God, when they don't cut their toenails.
Oh my God.
Oh. When they don't cut their toenails and it accidentally scratches you, I'm like, I almost die.
I'm like, what are you playing the guitar?
What is that, your coke nail?
No, I would store coke out of a guy's toe. That sounds fun.
Ew! Stuart, new low.
Stuart, that's a red flag.
Come on. That's a pink flag for sure. Yeah,
I'm not serious.
All right. Let's go to our next segment, which is called Weird Science. We haven't played this in a while. So.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited.
Oh, is it me versus Stuart again? Or is it both us versus
Stuart? Yeah, I know the articles.
Yeah, so it's you two. It's you two. I only have...
So it's, are we versing each other?
I only have four. I only have four.
Are you
versing?
Are we versing or are we against you?
It's your versing. I have all the headlines. I know everything.
We're versing.
She is God.
They've tried to put us... You know, they try to make us go against
if
each other.
I don't know.
It's racially motivated.
If I know...
Everything is.
The classic tortoise and the snake.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Tortoise and the snake.
You're more bad like bunny. A clam.
Bad bunny.
You're like a clam.
I have a clam.
I have a clam, too. I got
we all have
clam.
A clam.
Yeah.
That's why we're on this pod.
Patreon.
We should call it the clam.
If we do a Patreon, we should do a naked episode. What do you think?
The naked episode.
Absolutely not.
That would break the internet.
That
one. Yeah, a million. Everybody who wants to watch has to pay $1 million.
Yeah, we could fucking go to like
on Patreon.
That would break my.
We could go to Turks and Caicos
family apart.
Your family's broken.
I know. Thank God.
Sydney Sweeney does it for.
I know.
For Euphoria.
Yeah. How's that different?
Yeah. If we're on HBO, yeah, I'll be naked. Sure.
Okay. All right. So I'll make it happen. Okay. So. First, so I'm going to give a science new headline trivia and you guys got to answer. Long naps, taking long naps.
Oh, hate naps.
Could be an early sign of this.
Dementia.
Close.
Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say that.
If you start taking long naps, you might have
Why'd
Alzheimer's.
Why'd you say daddy? Because your dad, because people's dads have Alzheimer's. That's offensive. Canceled.
No, I was saying because I'm your daddy because I just schooled you on that.
Oh yeah, you won.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think?
I'm ready
do you take
for
long
Alzheimer's.
Naps? I'd be taking long naps, but that's because I don't sleep at night.
What's a long nap? You know,
two
what?
Plus hours. I don't
2 days.
Two plus hours.
No naps. You absolutely don't sleep, not. Though. I don't sleep or take naps.
That's why you're not well.
I don't think it's mine's not napping. Mine's recovering on very lost sleep. I don't think my sometimes I'll travel so much.
But you don't nap. That's just sleep late.
Yeah. But if I get back from like a 5 a.m. flight somewhere, like I need to nap.
Then you'll nap.
But that's different, I think. Napping is like when you get full sleep and then you also sleep during the day.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, like I'll take if I had like a long day before, like if I've had like a crazy week, I'll take a nap. I don't nap very frequently, but when I do take long naps though.
But when I do, it's like you need to sleep right now.
Yeah.
It's
not consider checking Instagram a nap, honestly.
You've been napping a lot. Nap time is up. My eyes are up. Caroline, do you nap?
Every once in a while, or like if I have like a headache, I'll like lay down and lounge. But I used to nap much more in college.
I would definitely nap in college.
Oh, I napped in college because I had 7 a.m. classes. Yeah,
I napped.
Procrastination. There's nothing like napping when you're procrastinating.
Procrastination.
Yeah. So
procrastination.
But lately I don't.
Nap.
I thought I said it wrong. Because, you know, I'll be fucking up words.
You'll be fucking up words.
Yeah, I'll be fucking them up.
That Borough of Manhattan Community College degree ain't getting you far.
It's called ESL. All right, don't make fun of me. It's called ESL.
Okay, the second one says... Which group of people
is... Uh-oh, this is racially motivated.
That's what you want to think because you're fucking a snowflake. Which group of people is most likely to experience negative emotions when they're... This is so obvious. When their masculinity is threatened.
Men. White. Oh.
Men.
Men.
White.
Men. So there was a study on what? Gender identity or something. Yeah. And when women's femininity was threatened, they didn't care at all.
Right.
But when men's, this is so obvious. Men's.
Every time Ashlyn compliments my outfit, my femininity is threatened.
Anytime I have a dick in my pussy, I'm like, hell yeah. I'm not threatened. I feel amazing. That's femininity at its finest, isn't it?
Men are so fragile.
They are.
And they think we're dramatic.
You say one thing about their height and they're like...
They flip out.
But you know what it is?
Or how they're not successful.
And not every guy is like, I thought I'd be famous by now.
I know.
I thought I'd be on the NFL right now.
I thought I'd be Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I'm like, talk to your
mom.
But
you know what it is too? That women don't make fun of each other for femininity, but men make fun of each other for masculinity. Like, women, like... Like, you guys, like, rarely make fun of me for how masculine I am. I mean, you're masculine, though. So, and you're a little bit masculine.
Where the fuck's that at?
Yeah.
I'm not masculine.
Yeah, you...
I'm a little lady.
No, but you
next
have...
Next to all your boyfriends, you're the man.
You have no, but you just have alpha energy. But I think you're, like, I think it's still feminine alpha. She has feminine alpha energy. She has very feminine energy.
When she wants to be, but she's masculine also.
She's so feminine.
Someone said I have to... Dude brain.
Yeah, really? You do.
I think you're very feminine.
I just understand. I just feel bad for men because they're so horrible at life.
But I think that also makes you more feminine because women have compassion.
I want to fix them.
That's very feminine.
I'm like Kim Kardashian. I'm like, let me fix this man.
But she has
Stuart. Sleep. Not that. Michael. That was the first time I ever heard Stuart say something on the pod. She always yells at us. Wow. You be slipping. You've been hanging with the incel.
I thought it's fine to say that now.
No, I think it's fine.
Ever since Maddie said it on...
I got the notes app draft ready just in case something happens. It's like a Mad Lib. I'll fill in whatever
cancel
person
out,
and word.
Michael.
You could say it ever since it was on Euphoria.
Who said it on Euphoria?
Maddie.
Oh, so we're fine.
Yeah.
I'm just method acting and Stuart is Sydney Sweeney.
I'm literally Sydney Sweeney. Okay, let me just say...
I think you're feminine.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm feminine.
I think you're feminine. I think you're feminine sometimes. You're feminine around next to men. But not when you're not next to men, you're masculine. You're more masculine than me sometimes.
So I just do whatever the team, yeah, the you'd other be opposing
like,
team wants.
Yeah, you seem like a lesbian sometimes.
Yeah.
What is it? The hoodie? The skinny jeans? The slides to lunch? I don't know what it could be.
The hair?
I think I'm also feminine. Just lazy.
You're feminine.
Oh, Caroline is full femme.
Have you ever seen Caroline? Have you ever seen her make a cheese platter?
Dude. Caroline is the most feminine person I know.
Really?
Her apartment is clean like a boutique.
It literally looks like a
boutique. You
Soho
open your drawers, there's palace. One item in there. Her socks are laid out like I'm in a like Coach store.
I know, she sleeps in a nightgown.
No, I don't. I do not sleep in a nightgown.
She has tunics and
rings.
She's
got a puzzle in the middle of her table.
Yeah. Always working. Yeah, a puzzle. Yeah. Always a puzzle.
Guys
so
like puzzles.
No.
No. Unless it's a beer puzzle. All right, then they love it.
Unless they're puzzled by me.
But sometimes I wear men's clothing.
No, you're feminine when you do it, though. Because they drape off of you and you make them look feminine.
Oh, okay.
How did we get into this? Oh, I don't feel threatened at all.
Study.
But when someone calls me feminine, I don't feel threatened.
Right. And if someone calls you masculine, you don't feel threatened either. But
yeah, because I don't have an identity. I'm a shapeshifter just to get up in this industry.
When
men are called feminine, it's just like the worst. That's why a lot of gay kids, like gay men, have trouble.
You know? Robert Pattinson is a feminine man. Do you think he's offended that we're like, he's for us?
I think sometimes if you're a man who's feminine and then you can also have tons of self-confidence, you can actually
catch a ton of Timothy Chalamet.
Like a Timothy Chalamet, Pete Davidson, vulnerability.
Harry Styles.
Robert Pattinson.
Or is Harry Styles gay?
Harry Styles is not gay.
No, he's not gay. He's with Olivia Wilde.
Fuck the shit out of him.
I was never into the whole Harry Styles thing, and then I saw a video of him dancing at one of his concerts.
The watermelon sugar for the Grammy.
When he's like dancing, I'm like, okay, I get it.
I was like, that is sex.
It's sex.
Harry Styles is someone who I would like get into something with, knowing he would ruin my life.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I want, like you're very addictive to me. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you gotta like Harry Styles. Like some of the James Bonds are very feminine. Like they got like a feminine touch to them, but they're also masculine.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you can do that, then you're sexy.
Then you're,
you enter like a sexy mode.
Sexy mode. Yeah. Sexy mode.
Yeah. You're vulnerable. You understand women, but you still are hot. You have to be hot as well.
Like Prince, like so many, I didn't think Prince was sexy, but a lot of people thought he was the sex symbol because he like had femininity, but was also like super masculine about it.
Oh, it's so hot. Yeah,
it's like David Bowie.
Yes,
so hot.
Yes.
But I don't think he's hot.
But really, really masculine dudes, it's hard.
Yeah.
You're just like talking grunts.
Yeah. I can't with like.
And they're just like, it's boring compared to
like
what you
NFTs,
do.
They're like NFTs, meat diets.
It's like the guy who I used to work with, who you're friends with.
Yeah.
Very masculine. You run out of stuff to say because they're just.
See, he's a little feminine though.
A little bit, but he leans more masculine.
Yeah.
That's that.
Okay. What's the next one?
I think you won that one.
I won that one.
Yeah.
That was such a meaty convo.
I know.
Our male followers will eat that up.
Meaty.
It was like, meaty. That was interesting to hear.
So interesting to hear the perspective of who's a masculine and who's more feminine. Much better than hearing who's a SpongeBob character and who's
not. Okay, Mr. Krabs.
Okay, Krabs. Okay, Plankton.
You're literally Plankton.
She's Plankton. If you had a successful business, she'd try to ruin it.
Yeah. True.
She'd be like, what's the secret sauce?
Chum bucket motherfucker.
Caroline is the wife, the robot wife. That he kind of abuses. Low-key abuses her.
But the wife's always like, no problem.
Yeah. 50%. I will fix it. It's all good. Plankton.
Okay, next one says, all right, there's a new flying insect that is getting a new name because science is wokeifying. And
lightning bug.
No, it's new.
So the former name of this moth was, I guess, offensive. It's a certain type of moth that's getting a new
name.
Is that right? A moth?
Yeah. Urban moth.
Urban moth.
Project moth.
No, please.
Hood moth.
We already said one bad word. No, it's like.
Project is not a bad word.
It's I'm
Fire Island fly.
Gay moth, fag moth,
dyke
moth,
pussy willow moth. I'll give you three more.
Okay,
it's like a group of people that it's a word you're not really supposed to say.
Hey, spick moth.
No,
I wasn't gonna say
gypsy moth.
Oh,
yeah. So.
Wait. Also, people say, like, I was gypped all the time, and that's from gypsy. You're not supposed to say that.
I didn't know that.
I hear people say that all the time, and I'm like, you're not supposed to say that. I can't say ghetto.
There was a Madeline book where she hangs out with gypsies. I'm like,
Madeline
okay.
And the gypsies.
Ben Bellamy's getting canceled.
I know.
I think they're such an interesting group of people.
I know, gypsies. But you're not supposed to say
you are a gypsy.
Really?
You're literally Fleetwood Mac.
And where does
gypsy
I don't even know where gypsy comes from. So
gypsy is like Romanian. It's kind of like the home.
They're just wandering people.
Homeless people, kind of.
Okay.
Of Romania.
Well, they're nomadic, kind of.
It's just like a cool homeless people.
Yeah. It's like those people that wore cool sneakers. Remember Esmeralda from
Yeah, it's Lovey Bohem. Yeah. So
it's like bohemian artist homeless chic.
Homeless chic. Call me a gypsy. I don't care.
Wait, like if you were homeless in Soho. Like that would
be. Wait, have you guys watched Bad Vegan? Because there's a hot homeless guy in there.
Oh, yeah. She the guy she meets and
He's like literally hot.
You would think a homeless person is hot.
If you see this guy, he's like hot. He's wearing like a leather jacket, smoking a cigarette. He's like hot. He has great skin.
And she like got him a job at the restaurant. And
yeah. Well, that's because. Where is it?
New York.
Oh, okay, Soho. Okay. Because a lot of like homeless people in California, you're like,
I'm like, okay, tan skin,
right?
Okay, sun lipped skin. I'm like, so you're hot, glowing.
Okay, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, literally. Boy. Okay, Johnny Depp and Carrots. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
This homeless guy looks like Johnny Depp. I was like,
All right, we got one more.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
This is a tiebreaker because none of us got that one.
Okay, a study found that. Rumors that personality matters more than this
than
are
looks?
Very no, are very
ass
inflated. Personality is more
brain.
Important. Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Which sucks
can't
for
even
every-
find your brain with all the buns on your head.
Oh,
this study sucks for all of us because I've been riding on personality and now it says that intelligence.
This really sucks for me. All I go through is personality. I have no brain function at all.
I have brain damage from blacking out. I really do. I really think I do. I think I'm going to be like a CTE kind of thing, like when I'm 42.
1,000%.
Something, they're going to cut
like
me.
Like Aaron Hernandez.
I'm going to flip someday. And
you're going to murder someone.
You're going to be on Snap.
And when I die, they'll be like, she was gay.
Yeah.
The one person I've hooked up with is going to have their own talking head on this. Exactly. Just like his friend from high school.
Wait, so really personality is not as good as fuck.
Yeah, just that's intelligence is, I mean, everyone wants a job.
For whom, though?
Probably the job. I don't know. It was a very vague study. Caroline, if you have
I mean,
any.
I like brains more than I like personality, but I have a lot of personality, right? Like, you like brains more than personality.
I like giving brain.
I think there are
many brain don't have personality.
Brain. I've never said that's giving like, brain.
I've never said that either.
That's so urban. That's so urban.
I'm about to start saying it. Giving brain.
Thing. It's not a thing. I think it's
it
just
comes
like
close.
I think
giving
guys
brain
say
is.
Like got brain.
I'm saying
I don't think
it.
Girls say giving
I'm gonna say
brain.
Giving brain from now on.
It's giving brain.
She gave
it's
me brain.
Giving brain.
She gave me brain.
Yeah.
Or she gave me oh, like she gave me the dome. You say that too.
Dome.
I hate that. It's so violent. Dome.
Because okay, you don't date a lot of people with personality.
I'm
neither do
I
you.
I only date guys with brains.
Neither do you.
Actually,
you she's gonna
true.
Look at us like that. Like if our two exes didn't have personalities. She's really gonna look at me like that.
Your
really?
Last two ex-boyfriends were literally the MIT squad of America.
They were literally this wall.
They were
literally if
MIT was a person.
Okay, so now I'm knowing that I want more personality. That's why I'm done with them.
Exactly.
Now I know that I want more personality.
No.
See, what? I need more.
I need a little bit of both.
What
I need
saying?
To know that you like
What are you saying?
What am I saying?
What are you saying?
I need to know that you like read. And also, so boring.
No personality.
Yeah, that's
no
personality.
That was not spicy at all. He was so nice.
And you
though.
Have more personality in your relationships.
No, I go for brain a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I go for brain.
My college boyfriend and then my one high school boyfriend were smart.
I've always had
really
like smart guys. Yeah.
I like smart guys because they don't talk as much.
Yeah, and some they think you're the, so
and
hot.
And then they also...
I feel like Kate has both.
Smart guys also can be very straightforward.
And they're straightforward. And they it's safe to have sex with them because no one else does.
The one... Yeah, actually, yeah. I'll raw dog a smart guy first time around.
That's what I'm saying.
I fucked a guy who worked at the Department of Energy. He had boxes and boxes of books. I was like, we're doing it raw.
Exactly.
What are you carrying?
You don't have to use condoms if you fuck a nerd.
I agree. Life hack.
Speed dating.
Not really, because they tend to like get prostitutes.
Wait, that's the episode title. You don't have to use condoms if you fuck a nerd. Stuart's not sharing that one.
Huh? I can't share that one.
Not really, because they get like a lot of escorts.
No, they don't.
Yes,
not
they
that,
do.
No, you have to have
no,
nerd. You have to.
Yes,
not,
they do.
Not
real
incel.
Nerd.
Not nerd. Not fucking Jeff Bate. Not like nerd, but just like a nerdy guy. Light nerd. Nerd light.
Nerd light.
Yeah.
Nerd light.
Nerd's rope.
You guys really underestimate how filthy men are.
You really do.
You really, really do.
No, I know. I see
you
what they,
really do.
We can see what they like on
yeah.
thing.
Oh my
I can
God.
See
big
what
booty,
they
thick
like.
Bitches.
I don't want to know.
It's usually like a handsome guy who's rich who tries to wrap it up. Usually those.
I know. Like.
Like who?
Patreon. We don't have a Patreon yet. Please. We don't have a Patreon yet.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
I thought you were going to say this one guy, but.
Like Armie Hammer.
Oh my God.
What is happening?
Okay, well, I think that's our segment. Thank you guys for listening to Weird Science.
Him too.
Let's go into Caroline's Corner. What's happening today? Tell us everything.
Why do I get all the wires on my side?
I don't know.
We should switch sides.
You're a snake and they think they're in
the
nest.
We can switch for the next one if you want.
Yeah, let's switch sides.
Yeah, sure. You're in the devil's snare.
Devil's snare. We can switch because I've not been loving my ankles.
It's the devil's snare. Harry, relax.
Relax.
Okay, fine. You can stop next time. Go ahead, Caroline.
Can we switch with you and Caroline?
Caroline talk.
Me and Stuart should sit there and there and you and Caroline should sit here.
Yeah.
Well.
Fine, mix it up. I don't care. I'm staying right here, bitch.
Okay. I thought we liked.
I could sit on the couch next episode if you guys want to mix
it up. That's what I said.
You want to sit here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Let's just go.
The signs as criminals. So based on your zodiac sign.
Oh, I love this.
Oh.
It says what kind of criminal you would be.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, so you know what we are.
Can I guess? Mine's shoplifter.
What are you, a Gemini?
Yeah.
I'm not even close.
Okay, so
can I guess mine?
Let's start with the beginning of the year.
Well, okay, so Aries is an arsonist.
Aren't you first?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going in order. Sorry, as it's listed.
Oh, okay.
Taurus, weed grower.
Wait, just read ours.
Mm. Read ours. We don't care about the other bitches.
Ashlyn's a Taurus.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah. So can you say like...
They don't care about me. These bitches don't care about me.
Can you say...
I'm leaving this podcast. If you are listening to this podcast and you have a podcast and you need someone who's funny, who actually brings the laughs...
Call me, because I'm leaving.
Listen.
If you leave, because you guys can have fun. I'm leaving. By the end of the year, I'll be in LA. So good luck finding housing there, you fucking homeless.
If you leave...
Talk about 10 homeless people. It's going to
be
you.
That'll be me. I'll look so good homeless in California.
Oh, shit. You moved here?
Yeah.
Hit me up. I'll get you into the Ha Ha Comedy Club.
Not that. Okay.
Okay, so Taurus is a weed grower.
Taurus is Ashlyn.
Oh, weed grower. That's you. I told you I would sell drugs.
That's hilarious.
I told you guys.
That's spot on. That's racial. That's racial motivated.
But in a good way.
Racially motivated.
But in a good way. That's like saying, you know, like.
In a dope way.
Yeah, like
in a dope literally.
Way. Dope. Sick.
Dank.
Next.
All right, I agree with that.
Next.
Next is Gemini, right?
Gemini is cannibal.
Armie Hammer.
You do be eating people.
Doesn't Armie Hammer eat people?
Absolutely. And I would let him.
Yeah.
I'll let him to eat my arm.
I would let him.
Like,
I would give him at least a pinky.
Like the girls who are complaining, I'm like, that's show business.
I would let him
that's show business,
eat the fat off of me. I'd be like, you can.
Yeah, I know. It's easy lipo. That's what Adele, did. I heard Adele hooked up with Armie Hammer. He just ate her.
Rebel Wilson.
Adele and Rebel Wilson both got
and
eaten.
And Jonah Hill.
Nom.
I'm a cannibal.
This just in.
I like that.
Hollywood's newest weight loss secret. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer eats your organs.
Question.
And you lose at least 20 pounds.
Okay, cannibal. I can see that for you.
I can see that.
Okay, so Cancer. No one here is Cancer.
No.
But it's a kitty slash puppy kidnapper.
Oh, my dad is a Cancer. He loves animals.
Yeah. My mom is a Cancer and she's a bitch.
What am I, Libra?
Okay, wait. Leo is a bank robber.
Virgo
is a bomb maker.
Oh, whoa.
Libra is crack cocaine trafficker.
I can do that.
That's you.
That's why you're traveling.
That's why you're so skinny.
That's why she never remembers her tour dates.
Yeah, I'm going to Magoobie's Comedy Club in Timonium, Maryland. That's why I'm going to Batavia, Illinois and Edmonton, Canada.
That's why you have a child suitcase.
Slang.
To throw off the feds.
No one's checking it. And I got pre-checked, too. They don't even look.
Oh, my God.
I've been bragging about my Amex. You know what it's filled with? Crack cocaine money.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
The FBI.
No wonder.
She's like, I got mine. Get your sweet green.
Yeah. All cash.
She's lying. She's lying about like her tour dates. She's not doing comedy. She's selling crack to the kids.
That's not true.
That's why she's so funny too. SNL was funny when they were on cocaine. Now it's not.
Oh yeah, actually, I took all the coke. And now we're skinny. The only funny ones.
That's why you're skinny.
Okay. And then what's Caroline's?
Okay. Wait, Scorpio is...
Shopping at Anthropology.
Wait, hold on.
Anthropology.
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 Archipelago.
Talk about saying things wrong.
All right, so wait. The rest of them is Scorpio is a serial killer. Mm. Sagittarius is a meth cook. So
my mom's sad. She would do that.
She would cook meth.
She'd be like,
Capricorn is Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, that's my dad.
My dad. Oh,
Aquarius
motivated.
Is pickpocketer.
That's you. Oh, that's so cute.
You're Josie. Oh, it's because you pickpocket from your parents.
Yeah. I got long fingers too.
You always have little basket purses.
I know.
Now I know where my
Susan
knife went.
Susan Alexander.
And Pisces is insurance fraud.
Okay.
I don't want to
see that for Kate.
I don't know why that would be.
Kate is a Pisces.
Yeah.
I could see that for her.
Yeah, I could see her getting into that after her voiceover gigs run out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was a joke. Okay.
That's it.
Well, thank you for inviting us to your corner.
You're welcome.
Your corner was very fun. Thank you.
I love that corner.
I love your corner. Your corner so well.
I love your corner.
I love your tight little corner.
Your corner's so tight.
Your corner is the best corner I've ever been in.
Good girl.
Okay. Good girl. You need help. You need help. You're an incel. You literally turn into more of an incel each episode.
Whatever. This is the best day of my life. Okay, so we got some topics.
Hit us.
We do.
Women. People don't think women should have kids alone. And that's actually, I've been saying to myself, I'm going to have a kid like alone, I think.
I do too. I'm ready to have a kid alone.
What's the problem if you can do it?
If you can afford it.
Men don't do any, it takes them 4 days to do their laundry. Like I cannot. If you might as well just have a kid alone, get knocked up. If you have the money for it, let's do it. Being a single mom sounds fun. It's like Gilmore Girls.
Maybe if you're, maybe if the mom is cool with it.
I know.
Because like, I know like some single like moms, I feel like they're cool with it, but some aren't, like some want a man. So I guess maybe if like.
I guess what I'm envisioning is when I do it, I'll have a lot of money. So.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, you have to have money.
But also, I feel
like.
I
don't think.
I need a man to pay for the private school.
I feel like anybody who was raised by a single mother is better than someone who was raised by two parents.
What? I feel like men.
I feel like anybody who's been raised by a single mother is better. Like, I feel like the child comes out better.
Yeah. They respect women maybe a little
and
more.
And they, like, come out more independent, too.
Or there is more respect toward women, I think.
I'm not trying to be rude. Like, what does having a dad bring to the table?
Well, I think
it makes you not slutty, maybe.
But no, that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
Having a dad makes you
not slutty. I don't know if that was my dad or just my loneliness, but yeah.
I know a lot of girls with dads that are slutty.
Having a dad means like anything. You can eat junk food sometimes when like your mom's out of town.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have turned out different if I lived with a dad when I was in high school.
Me too.
Yeah.
The benefits of having a dad sometimes, and it's like especially for straight girls, is that if they do their job right, they'll tell you exactly how men think. And then they will let you, they would tell you like you have all the power.
There is a certain set of straight girls who have a very strong head on their shoulders because they had a good dad.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time parents are just bad in general. Yeah. So for me, it's like, oh, it's good to get rid of one of them if they're most likely bad.
And then,
then if you're only raised by one bad parent,
Think if you have a dad, maybe like, you know, some Led Zeppelin songs.
Right. Yeah, literally that's about,
Stuart's like grasping for what dads do.
Yeah, no, but honestly.
I think maybe you have some cool t-shirts.
If you have a good dad,
you maybe
it's
know
awesome.
What's happening on sports.
Yeah, you're a guy's girl. You become a guy's girl.
Yeah, you become pick me
girls who
I
like
also
sports.
Feel like dads sometimes release the tension that moms put on their especially daughters.
Yeah,
dad released the tension. They're like, you know, your mother's hard. She's hard on me. She's hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's hard on herself. You know, I know your mother for a long time. She's hard on herself,
but that's
you know?
A good dad.
Yeah,
and probably a good mom.
Yeah,
so many people I know have bad parents.
Yeah
I mean, I could say if your dad was rich, definitely worth it.
Not only.
But if your dad is poor, then what's the
what's
use?
The point?
Stuart's still trying to
But I really don't know what a dad. I mean,
I've met some good.
What is a dad?
I have a good dad, but I've met some like good.
They
good
can,
dads.
You know what a dad can do? Cheer you on in soccer very well.
Yeah.
No,
they get can't. Very excited about soccer
and that in
or
life.
Tennis.
In life, in general.
Yeah.
My friend in college had such a good dad. He was so normal. He wore like a sports watch. He like dropped her off and was like, you got everything. He hung her shit up and was like very like dad like and very like present, but not overly like, my dad's my best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just like normal.
No, I like all my friends' dads. I love your dad.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't live with him. I was kind of pretty much single mom. Yeah. Out there.
I like your dad because he was embarrassed that time you called me a homo. Remember? For
and
your...
I think you said, hey, heteros. Yeah, and still, you... I think he still quotes that.
Because you were like, yeah, so what's funny. Up, homo? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, what's up, hetero? And
you have a good dad. I like your dad a lot.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool.
And I like that. Because he was like, what's wrong with my daughter? And then he was like, what's wrong with both of them?
6 years later, I'm on TV like, what's up, black people? He's like, my daughter's cool. My parents stopped, kind of don't watch Wild 'N Out anymore.
Dads are cool once that like you all grow up and then you can like get a beer with them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's fun. I like my friends. I like my one friend's dad.
Yeah. Once you can reflect on everything that happened in your childhood and look back with a more different perspectives, you're like, all right, I don't hate you as much.
Right.
Once everyone can be like, what happened here?
Yeah.
That's a cool thing about raising in a malfunctioning household. You can talk about it when you're older and laugh.
What do we think? We think we need men or no?
I don't envision myself needing a man to raise a child.
Right.
Yeah. I would love to be able to like leave the kid with someone and not pay for a babysitter.
Your mother.
So I do plan to have a
grandmother,
marriage and a baby.
I envision myself raising a baby alone.
But I can kind of see. Once the divorce happens, then I'll have to.
I can't have a baby alone. That's too much responsibility.
Within a year and a half.
That's too much responsibility for me. I think having a kid by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like freak out. I'd be like, you need me for everything? I can't.
Really? I think I would take like...
I want to have like a little kid that is like a little like baby, like grows up in the theater baby, you know? And I like bring it around.
Yeah,
everywhere.
That's what I want.
And it's like some annoying kid that's like, I grew up in comedy clubs.
Yeah.
So Liza Minnelli.
I grew up in
You want Liza Minnelli.
He goes behind the bar. He goes behind the bar, gets himself a Sprite.
Yeah.
He's like, can I take tickets?
He's like, I grew up on the set of That Time of the Week.
Oh my God. I was a surrogate mom. Surrogate dad.
I'm going to have one of those annoying... My son is going to be like some annoying like feminist. Like,
yeah.
I don't think
he's going to be a fuckboy. What's going on here? Not that.
Yeah, he's going to be like a feminist that's actually a fuckboy.
Right.
Yeah.
I think my daughter will be like really quiet. Yeah. And I'll be like...
My son's going to be like that. My daughter is going to be full Rory Gilmore. And I'm going to be like, have a little fun.
Mom, I have to go to Yale.
I'm like, let's go to Soul Cycle. And then she's like, I don't work out.
You're
going to
have like some prodigy or something. Yeah.
I better.
The only other topic we had is mental illness being used as a cop out. We talked about it a little bit at the top. Yeah. I don't think I did. When I was with my ex, I would be like, I have anxiety as I'm like screaming at him. But I don't scream at people now. So I think I was just a bad girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I would blame like anxiety. Yeah. But that was like a month in. I don't really yell at. I don't use. I try to hide it from, you know, not you guys.
I got in trouble at work recently and I used mental health as a cop out.
Really? Mm. What'd you say?
I was like,
I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, I'm just going
Literally.
Through it.
Yeah.
I just said I've had a really hard year.
You're the only one.
It's only 2 months into the year. It's only 3 months into the year.
Yeah. Not even. One time I got, I got mad at a friend and didn't talk to her for a while. And then when she confronted me, I cried and blamed it on depression.
Yeah.
Even though I was actually mad at her. But I didn't feel good doing that.
No.
Yeah. I was like 21, maybe.
There's people that really just open it all up. And I'm like, yeah. Keep that to yourself. You don't want people to know.
I'm here to hear it, but like I personally don't like.
My thing is like if you don't have depression, you're not paying attention. So it's
as we've titled an episode before.
Yeah,
it's a title of an episode.
It's my quote. I wrote it.
No,
I got it tattooed.
Where?
On my back.
On your snake back.
My snake back.
Oh, so I've already said that on the podcast.
It's a podcast title from like 6 months ago.
The whole point is like everybody has anxiety. So it's
use it, but I don't really think I have any mental illness. Sometimes I think I suffer from depression.
Yeah.
And like I won't like.
But mental illness when you put those buns in.
Honestly, like if I don't go
it's
out.
It's giving me a mental illness.
You're just fucking turned on and you think you're gay and being gay is not a mental illness. I'm going to tell you this again.
Yes, it is. Yes, it fucking
is.
Knobs for life.
Was that this episode? I don't even remember anymore. Guys, we're
did
doing
it. Did I give you consent for that?
No. You're not supposed to touch Spanish people's hair.
No, but the way you fucking grabbed my... She literally face fucked me with nothing. She just literally grabbed my...
Welcome to heterosexuality. Anyway, I feel like that's our pod. How do you guys feel?
feel good.
I don't care. I honestly don't care if people mentally touch my hair. Ill. As long as you're not a stranger. You know what I mean? But right. I wouldn't, if you touch my hair, I wouldn't.
You have gorgeous hair.
I don't like when people touch my hair randomly. Guys.
You can't have the natural oils in it.
People touch my hair. I don't care.
It's good hair. I don't care. Come on my tits.
I like it when people touch my hair.
Where can we find you guys?
No one touches your hair.
You can find me.
Yeah, because it's filled with dry shampoo. They're like, ew, what the fuck, dude? Is that cocaine?
Yeah.
Are you the drug mule?
You can find me raising a child with no dad.
Aww.
Aww. I approve. I approve.
No, I'm kidding. You can find me touching Ashlyn's hair.
That was aggressive. I want consent. You can find... Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting.
You can find me at Growing Weed.
Oh. At Growing Weed.
At Growing Weed.
Ounce of Hope. She's coming for you.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
I'm not using any fish poop. I'm not using any fish poop.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sounds good. Ashlyn Salzano, Caroline.
You can find me with a shaky camera running, chasing people at Maury Studio.
You can find me... What were you talking about?
You can find her at Gypsy Moth.
Oh, yeah.
On, you can find me at
Etsy. Cute store.
That sounds like an Etsy store. Yeah. The Gypsy Moth.
Gypsy
Moth.
Gypsy Moth.
5-star reviews.
Oh, my 10,000
sales. You find little skinny tank tops.
Yeah.
And fake chains.
And you cut little holes in them, mothball holes.
Gypsy Moth.
Instead of polka dots, it has holes.
Yeah. Like moth holes.
Oh, my God.
It's like in Mean Girls with the two.
Yeah, in Mean Girls. Wow, it's great. Gypsy Moth. Yeah, you can find me. And I think we're going to start selling at Free People. So follow me there. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.